This is the Northwest Passage on KLCC. I'm Tripp Sommer. Last Friday, a very distinguished man paid me a visit in my office here at KLCC. It turned out he had come to inform me of the end of an era, the Frank Nearing era. After 23 years of service to KLCC and its listeners, Frank Nearing has been named Reporter Emeritus. To celebrate this man's reporting contributions and inspirations to us in the newsroom, we play a piece from a couple years ago.
This is the Northwest Passage on KLCC.
Howard.
So, Frank, you're loading up the tape recorder now, right?
Right. I don't know who left it in this state. Stop. Go.
At age 86, Frank Nearing is the senior reporter and one of the most familiar voices on KLCC. His beat includes the Eugene 4J School District Board, on which he once served, and the boards of Lane Community College, the Lane County Fair, the Lane County Commissioners, and eWeb. Frank began 19 years ago putting his stories together from start to finish on analog recording tape.
Getting the tape ready.
He still does today.
I have to run it to about 16, 17 minutes, which is where I left it last night. Now, the first thing I do is put my... I have it. Wouldn't that be funny?
What are you missing?
My actuality.
The actuality Frank talks about is the portion of tape he recorded at a meeting of the Lane County Commissioners and that he plans to insert into his story narrative. On this day, it's the voice of Chairwoman Anna Morrison, and the story, which aired last week on KLCC, is about the $4 million Lane County fails to collect in taxes each year. Frank finds the tape on which he's preserved his actuality and now moves to the Revox, a mainframe in-studio reel-to-reel recording machine on which he'll record his narrative, then splice in the words of Anna Morrison. Frank marks the portion of the tape that will make up his actuality at both ends with a white grease pencil, then cuts both ends carefully with a razor blade.
He'll hang it up on the wall until I put my story in.
So Frank is taking the tape now, and tell me again, you hung it up on the wall.
I hung it up on the wall. Now I go back to my tape and tie the two open ends of my tape back.
Ah, so you still have an intact roll of tape. All right.
Don't want any holes in the story.
Or the tape. I guess yeah. The two go together. So now that that tape is hanging there and you have mended your tape back together in one piece, you're going to dictate your story, I suppose.
I'm going to... go through my story once, which is my routine, and then I'll put it into the tape. In the spring of 2004, the county's tax department...
And with that, Frank reads his script. He's not recording yet. Once he's read it through... He adjusts the reel-to-reel to find his starting point.
Okay, we're ready to go. First take, if you please, at about 7. In the spring of 2004, the county's tax department applied for a grant...
The tape recording is rolling. Frank is recording.
That grant was initially denied, and an evaluation...
Wow, Frank, you did that all in one take.
Yeah.
What would happen if you don't? I mean, you're taping this. Would you have to start all over from the top?
Generally, I rehearse it at home, so to speak.
While voicing his story, Frank leaves room on the tape for his actuality.
Now I'm cutting out a portion of my tape, and I'm going to replace it with the actuality, which I hung up on the board a little while ago. And that will give the story its totality. And you always save the piece of tape you cut out, just in case you have... missed a spot here and there, and you want to remedy it before you discard it. Now I'm putting the actuality into place, okay?
So you use the little blue tape dispenser that's like a Scotch tape dispenser,
that's
huh?
Right, yeah. And you have to be careful to keep your grubby hands off the tape.
Why? What happens when you put your grubby hands?
Well, you kind of neutralize the tape. And you want to be sure that you use enough tape. Don't be... scrimpy, trying to save on tape, because if you do, you'll find your actuality bouncing around the machine. So it doesn't pay to be penny wise and pound foolish.
Frank's work is done. I play his story on the Revox tape recorder to transfer it into our on-air computer. Then I ask Frank how he'd happened on KLCC in 1986.
I had retired in 84 from roughly 27 years in social service. I came back to school at LCC between 84 and 86 and took a two-year course in broadcast journalism. And when I graduated, I told Don Hine I would volunteer my time. I'm truly a volunteer, and every now and then I hear from my good wife of 58 years, why don't you go out and get a real job?
I had a real job with Catholic Charities for a long time.
Most of my stories occur at night, and I'm usually out here 9:30, 10 o'clock, and sometimes if things go well, I can get home by 11:30, 12. Sometimes if I run into a glitch or two, which is not uncommon, I might be out here till 1 o'clock and my wife is wondering, where the hell is he now? You know. So,
do you know of any other people in radio today who are continuing to put their stories on a basic tape machine?
No, to be truthful, I don't. But then I don't mix, so to speak, with a lot of day-to-day journalists, radio people or TV people. I shied away from the computer age very early in my training program. I had initially given thought to going into television when I registered here at school, but found out after 4 to 6 to 8 weeks that I just didn't have the mindset for dials and buttons and bows and lights and all of that contraption, so to speak, that go with TV.
You also have to get all dressed up and in makeup and stuff.
Yeah.
The county commissioner story you did that in one take.
I've been raised in a family where we were taught to stand up and say our piece. And I think my early childhood experience reading to my parents is holding me in good stead today.
I know you grew up in the Isle of Cape Breton in Nova Scotia. How many brothers and sisters did you have?
Oh, golly. I'm one of 16 children.
Which explains why I probably had to do things in one take.
Yeah.
There was no opportunity to get in another word.
No, that's right. You got their attention once and that was it.
Frank, KLCC is awfully lucky to have you as a volunteer covering so many aspects of civic life here in the Eugene Springfield area.
You're welcome.
KLCC senior reporter Frank Nearing.
Claude Offenbacher's profile of Frank Nearing was recorded and produced a couple years ago when Frank was only 86 years of age. Frank Nearing is now retired from the KLCC news department and elevated to the status of reporter emeritus. Frank, thanks for setting such a great example as a reporter for us all. Also, thanks for covering all those meetings and getting the last election results at 3 in the morning. Frank, enjoy your golden years.